Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com.
She's got no idea whose submissions there. They can be anyone's.
Anyone's, even our own. But if writing out an entire thing is just not your jam, we do have a number that you can call, so you can leave us a voicemail. There is a 3-minute limit, and let's say that you go over the 3-minute limit. Go ahead and call us back, and we'll piece your story together. And that number is 351-207-0799. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. And be sure to let us know if we share your name or if you would prefer us not to. It's just a great way to get credit.
And if you are somebody who's interested in our classes, on Patreon this month, our class is going to be hosted by Thorn Mooney, the author of Witches Among Us and The Witch's Path. She's amazing. She's going to do a class on getting unstuck as a witch. As a reminder, this is for the library tier and up. But if you are super interested in the class and you're like, well, I'm busy on November 30th. as a reminder, all you have to do is be in the library tier. These are posted up there. So as soon as the class starts, it's available to watch and will continue to be available to watch, as are the 22 or 23 previous classes. So join us. Join us on Patreon, library tier and up. You can watch all these amazing classes that we've had, including this one. So we hope to see you there.
Yeah. I mean, take advantage of it.
Yes.
But
This week, Marie and I are just going to kind of have a catch up as to what's been going on, where we've been. We've had a lot going on, both of us. So we're just going to do a little base touch, a touching base, if one will.
Touching base,
Touching base. We're almost done with the season, which is crazy. We have 3 episodes
left. So crazy. I feel like in this year has been such crazy. Garbage fire.
This year has been a dumpster fire. I was looking at it. We will be concluding the year with 18 main episodes. Normally, we do 23 or 24. And that's what a dumpster fire this year has been, that we like just straight up didn't have episodes. Which is crazy. Like...
It's crazy, but it's completely understandable. I was going through health issues. You just had a freaking human.
I had a baby.
Another human to add on top of the other human.
My house almost caught on fire. There was the losing of the laundry. What am I talking about? The charger. It's been what a year. What a year. Next year will be better. I'm hoping. I'm praying. I'm being optimistic about, even if what's her name from the WWE is head of education.
Oh, we laugh so we don't cry. Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Oz one. I was like, you have to be joking.
It sounds like a reality TV show at this point, and I'm just so tired.
It really does. Do you remember that show in the, I think it was the early 2000s, maybe the late 90s, Mad House on VH1?
Mm-mm.
It was like one of the first reality shows where, now I might be misremembering. So if I'm wrong, okay. And somebody's listening and they're like, Robin, that's not what that show was at all. This is just my memory being incorrect. But it was like a reality show where cast members, guests lived in a house, and then they had like air quotes here because it was the early 2000s, like freaks come in and like were like hosts. So there was like Dawn the Vampire, and there was like the Tattooed Man. And it was like a really unethical show. It was very problematic. But that's what I feel like is happening right now. I feel like like, we're the house guests, and they're about to be like, and next, Macho Man Randy Savage has returned from the dead to be the head of the Supreme Court.
Oh my gosh. It's just been so much. Like, you know, when he was first president, it was like every day, okay, damage report, just like now. Yeah. And I recommend this to everybody. Have 1 hour, give yourself 1 hour a day, or even just like a morning thing to just check the news, see what's going on, remain, like, it's so important to remain informed. Like, and then like the rest of the day, do stuff that, like, obviously we have our everyday stuff that is like completely garbage to do right now, 'cause, you know, the world's on fire, but like spending some time taking care of yourself and your mental health, especially if you know, yes, like, you are going to be majorly impacted by what's going to happen.
I'm going to choose to believe, this is where I'm at, and this might be my own privilege and ignorance, but I'm going to choose to believe, until it's shown otherwise, that things are going to be okay. I'm choosing to believe, yeah, that, because if I don't, I'll go crazy.
I keep waiting for someone to be like, ha ha ha, just kidding, it was all jokes.
Joke. Pranked you. I pranked you. Got you. You were so worried. Look, did you see your face? That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm choosing to remain optimistic, because I think that's what is best for my own mental health. And yeah.
Though I will say, I am kind of low-key pissed off at the Astro Girlies and Tarot Girlies on TikTok and Instagram for hyping up November 19th like it was going to be this major thing, and, you know, like, feeling,
oh, you so mean many the people that are grifters that are like, yeah, sat there trying, yeah, to like play off of people's fucking insecurities and fear?
Yeah. Absolutely. And they're like, it's just, even when it comes to astrology, even if it comes to tarot, like, we don't know play by play what is happening. Could have a major thing happen on the 19th? Yes, a major thing did happen on the 19th, but it's not enough that it's going to change things right now. And people acting like this was
going to change things,
everything. Yeah, if people act like it's going to completely reverse things. And it's just one of those things that if you believe this stuff is going to happen, unfortunately, us as tarot readers and as witches, you need to keep this stuff like close to your chest, and you need to only share it with friends if you just want to discuss things. This is not something that you should be bringing to the mass general public. It's completely irresponsible. It is disgusting behavior. And then these freaking bitches have like... they're like, oh, you know, we don't know what
bitches gender neutral. Bitches gender neutral.
We don't know what happened on the 19th. We might see the repercussions of that later.
Oh my god! You know what? Fuck off!
Yeah. It's like,
fuck off. It's it's like the people that are like, you know, when somebody is really desperate to like get back together with somebody that they lost, and they'll be like,
mm-hmm,
are you someone? They're like shuffling. First of all, they're shuffling a deck like this. You can't see me because there's no, mm-hmm, video, but I'm doing the rifle shuffle. They're shuffling, mm-hmm, the deck like this. Nothing is being shuffled. You can see that with your eyes. Okay. Yes. Rifle shuffling is a like very valid form of shuffling, but nothing's being shuffled in this case. They're just moving the cards, mm-hmm, from the front to the back. And they're, mm-hmm, going, are you someone who lost a love of your life? Then this message is for you. It's like, well, no, that's an algorithm that they're like, mm-hmm, it's catering to them because they're upset. Rightfully so. No, this is not the victim's fault. And then they go, you and this person will get back together. He's thinking of you. It's like, no, he's not. No, he's not. And they are playing on this, like, I am such a big believer that you can have tarot readings for the collective on me, mm-hmm, right? I do it with the 3-card readings. I definitely think that you can do that. But there's a big difference between a picking your own path, general reading, versus like a, this message is for you. Like, no, it's fucking not. That's an algorithm. Well, and they're playing on your like trauma.
Yeah. And not to mention, like, even if, let's say, you do a reading for the collective, like, it is so generalized. You don't know, like, the specifics. Like, I don't care if, even if you're psychic, like, Robin and I both are, like, we do have psychic tendencies, but it doesn't mean that it's going to, we don't know the level of effect. You know what I mean? We don't know the level of effect.
I think anybody who claims that they do is a massive grifter and needs to go to prison, jail. They need to be put into a box to never be seen again. I think that's because TV has created this environment where it's given people and social media unrealistic expectations of what being psychic actually means. Like, You know when you watch those ghost hunting shows, and I'm not going to name any names, but I literally, a person comes directly to mind right now and I'm thinking of it. And if Jessica is listening to this, she'll know exactly who I'm talking about, or Kenny, where they go into a space and they're immediately like, I see a Civil War veteran, man, he's wounded, he's in the corner. That is not how that actually works. That's just not. And first of all, second of all,
well, sometimes it
but
does.
No. When I say that, I mean every time, every single time they're on the television, they're like, I see this. And it's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Yes. It maybe is happening sometimes, but you don't every time. And people that are quick to give you these like psychic downloads without any nuance or like honesty surrounding it are just huge fucking grifters. Like, I have some clients where they're like, hey, I really want to talk to my deceased mother. And I'll tell them, honestly, I will try, but there is no, I can't guarantee that that's going to happen. And sometimes mom wants to talk to me. Sometimes mom doesn't. And that is dead mom's right. And pretending like you can just tap in every time is narcissism. That's just not, you're lying. You're a liar. Mm-hmm. And I don't like you. Because if we're being really honest, like if we're looking at this from a very objective standpoint, okay? If you could tap in every single time without question, then your life would be miserable. You would be in a psych ward. And I don't mean that as like a, you know, gifts are crazy. No, you would be so overwhelmed with constant messages. There's no way you could shield or ward from that if you're able to, on a snap, do it every single time, that your life would be burdened and would be unlivable. Because if you're shielding yourself, like, how do we shield? Can we just take the shields down instantly? No, we cannot. So if you could just do that on a snap every time, your life would be so overwhelming, it would not be livable.
Yeah. And guys, I'm going to say this, like, if you go to a psychic or someone who claims this to be a psychic, please do not give them your real name. Do not give them your phone number. Do not give them your address. That's how they look you up. Like, don't even use the same email that you would use regularly.
Just do it. If you're going to give them information, you give them information during the reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is important to give people like your, like something to connect to. Right.
Oh, that is important. Obviously. But you during do the it reading, during where the they reading. Can't look you up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it puts the whole witchcraft community in such a bad light. And we do not need bad light right now. Not where we are headed. And like,
we've gone on a full tangent, and I love that for us right now. I just want to play that out.
As much as I would love, like I hope, like, something dramatically changes. I really do. But all I can do right now is pull cards for myself and for my family to see how I can be safe and how we can be safe and how we are right now, like how we can handle this moment and how we can handle going forward. And I don't know. It's just, it's so unfair to do that to just a mass group of people. And
I just think it's irresponsible. It's socially irresponsible. It's grifting. And like, I don't know. I think it's like, it's not to bring up the same example I brought up many times before, but it's like that girl that was like, the moon wobbles on in the full moon. And it's like, that's not correct. Not only is that not correct, but that is, the moon is always wobbling because it's a spinning sphere.
Mm-hmm. And can we also talk about the disgusting behavior by very privileged witches who are trying to just love and light the situation and are trying to be like, you know, you just got to live your bliss and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that cannot live their bliss right now. They literally cannot. They have to doomsday plan. And that's not like trying to make it seem worse than what it is. No, it's pretty bad. It's bad. Like, stop telling your trans friends, stop telling your immigrant friends, stop telling women who are pregnant or want to be pregnant or people who want to be pregnant or are pregnant that, like, it's going to be okay. Like,
and maybe it will be okay. That, like, it's not going to be as bad. They're allowed to have an emotional reaction to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it is going to be okay, even if it totally is going to be fine, every single worry we have is not there. People are allowed to have an emotional reaction that is like, that they're afraid. They're allowed to. Like, they're allowed to have feelings. Yeah. Like,
it's just, it's insane to me, the love and light stuff happening. And like, I think that's the main reason I had, like, this year, as we mentioned, has been so overwhelming. And then this shit happens and I'm literally having a doomsday plan for my family. And I have not been on social media as much as I want to be. Like, I want to create and stuff like that. But my headspace right now is like, I can't be in that space right now. My space right now is like trying to protect my family and trying to calm the fuck down out of my nervous system through my practice and through real world energy. Like, and that stuff for me is not up for public consumption right now until I like have something I want to say to the collective. And like, just the amount of people who are like, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Or like, you know, just do what you always did. You know, everything's going to be fine. It's like, no, shut up, Becky.
Some people are just not fine. At least yours and my perspective, there are things that have gone on in both of our lives that I'm trying to think of how to word this. The projected target audience that will be, hypothetically going to be most affected by all this, like, includes us. And I think that's part of the problem, if you will. And just like, it'll be fine. It's like, well, we'll see.
I know, right?
Hopefully.
But no, yeah. Like currently right now, my name's in the freezer in ice to help me chill the fuck out.
Yeah, there was a moment there that you were really spiraling and I was like, hey, babe. I said to you privately, I was like, hey, babe, you doing okay?
Yeah, it's just a lot. Like,
it was,
you know, dealing with,
yeah, it was
dealing
it
with
is,
health
it is
issues
a lot.
And
it
this.
Is a lot. Like, it's not. Yeah. It was a lot. It is a lot, and like, that's super valid. But at least we both look so cute, freaking out.
I've been such a garbage person. Like, I don't know, the past month, like,
Maria said to me, you guys, again, you guys can't see it because we're not recording video this week, but Maria says to me, she goes, you know, oh, I look like shit. I was like, I do too. And she goes, you look great. I'm like, I'm literally not wearing a bra.
Well, I'm sorry to break it to you. You still look very put together.
Thank Me, you.
I look like I just rolled out of bed and put on a hoodie. And my dog is farting and it really stinks.
Oh my god.
I have Delilah on my lap and she just keeps releasing these horrible farts.
So Delilah is an old girl. And
she's so old.
Last recording episode, Delilah was in the background like, and Frank sends me a text while he's editing and he goes, "Is Maria's dog dying while you guys are recording?" I was like, "Yes."
Our old lady. Oh shoot, did I just turn off my no I didn't. Oh, I thought I turned off my headphones for a second. But this old lady, she is so old. She has many health issues, but we love her very much. And I love her, but she's also a dramatic queen. So like when she wants to go outside. She has learned that if she dramatic, like she'll just start coughing, even though she doesn't have to. If she does that, we let her outside.
Frank's gonna be like, "Why the fuck mess. Did you make that noise so much? Why do I have to hear your voice?" Sorry, baby.
But I have found if I keep her on my lap, she's a very good old girl, and she's just a gal.
She's just a gal.
Yeah. She's just a gal.
Oh my goodness. Well, next week we'll be back to normal and we have a guest next week, which is exciting. That I think is going to be really good.
Do you want to tell them what's about so they know that they should probably tune in?
So last month for the podcast, we read, or not the podcast, I'm sorry, the Discord, we read all of Caitlin Doughty's book for book club, all three of her books, which is about death, dying, the normalization of that, because in death work, in my opinion, a huge part of what makes you the best possible death worker or somebody who works with spirits is being like normalizing death. Even if we're not comfortable with it, it's normalizing the ability to talk about it, etc. And so our guest next month is going to be Joanna Epstein, who I don't know if the book's out yet. I got an early edition of it, so I'm not sure if it's out yet. I will know that for sure before next week. Of a book called Memento Mori that she's written, which is on this topic. And I think it's going to be really great. I think it's going to be a great conversation. The book is really good.
Very excited.
So I'm really jazzed about it. I think it's going to be very good.
Yeah.
The book is not specifically about witchcraft, but as we talked about last month.
That's still a major part of witchcraft.
And so even that's what we talked about last month in the book club, is that this aligns perfectly with this sort of work. And I think it's an important thing to talk about and something that's going to be a good conversation. So
I completely agree.
I'm really excited. The book was great, so I'm excited to have her on. Okay, we should release these people into the wild. Now that you guys have listened to us rant for the last 20 minutes, we'll release you all back.
Oh, they love it. They love it.
They do. You love it. That's why coffee dogs have our lowest listening, because they love it so much. So thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We will see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for a link to our submission forms, shoot us an email at coffeeandcultures.com, or leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. You can send us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
Yeah, and as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, have a spell of the month box, and a Discord full of fun events. Like, come join us. It's a good time.
Join us.
Great community.
And for everybody who has joined us, we love you. Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. Without you, none of this is possible. And then we play the PBS like sound.
Bye.
Bye.